colors. Fighting.
Can you imagine having a fight for a couple dollars?
Well, and those were these fights were where some of the losers died. I mean, these were major fights.
These were not
there.
Official things. These were
street fights.
But of course, the big money was in the United States eventually with a 33-2 record and a super bantamweight, which he weighs about 122 pounds, they say. Is that bantamweight?
Yeah, that's where he started. Now he's fighting all different weights now.
Oh, yeah. He moved to America in 2001 at the age of 22. He and his manager flew to San Francisco, took a bus to Los Angeles, where someone directed them to the Wild Card Boxing Club in Hollywood. And you say he fought Oscar De La Hoya, and he beat him, huh?
Right.
He's very attractive, Oscar De La Hoya.
Not after he was done with Manny Pacquiao.
No. So after the fight, after he gets through fighting, he is going to work in Congress. And wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah. So he's my man of the week, man of the year, maybe.
His first big match was in Texas against a Mexican-American, and everybody was on the Mexican-American side. He said there might have been five people in the whole stadium that wanted me to win.
Oh, wow.
And he went out there, and he fought a masterful match, and he beat the guy.
Well, I saw him online. I mean, I was watching the last guy that he fought. I mean, what a little tiger. Yeah. I mean, he's a small guy, but he just was just kicking his butt.
Yeah, he's got it all. I mean, he had some technical problems when he was young, which all boxers do, and he solved all that. I don't know. How do I know? I don't even watch that much boxing. I just have read about him.
Well, you know what? I did like boxing. When I was young, my grandpa used to take me to wrestling matches and some boxing matches, and I liked the peanuts. Mm-hmm. I'd sit on his knee and eat peanuts, and they'd be yelling, and I liked it. And then I went to my first fight, actually local. I was working at a radio station up in Lake Tahoe, and the news director, she was an Oriental girl, and took me with her to one of them at the Calneva Lodge. And I swear, I never went since. It was just so pathetic. This one guy beat the holy crap out of this other guy. I sat there and cried. I finally left.
It's so barbaric.
I finally left. I couldn't stand it. Just kept hitting him in the face. Keep hitting him, hitting him. Beat the hell. Mm-mm. And then I went backstage. Now here's where my life changed. Here I am feeling all bad for him. She takes me backstage. I see him and I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He just was horrible. And he goes, hey, that's what I do, and I do it again. I don't care. And then I was like, okay, good. I'm glad you got your butt kicked.
Oh,
yeah. He said, what do you do? He said, I do it for the money. What do you think?
So you were smack talking against a professional boxer.
That's
good,
right.
Good thinking.
That's right. I know it. Well, I was a girl. I didn't think he was going to hurt me. But yeah, he wanted to do it. He loved it, and he didn't care. He was wiping the blood off himself going, yeah, and I'll do it again, too. It was all about money.
He better not do it too many times.
I said, good for
you. If that's how he did.
Well, I tell you, I did like to watch a little bit of Ali with all his, because I like the theatrics of life. And he was going, sting like a bee, and was up on his,
cool.
And I thought he was good. And then, of course, Joe Frazier kicked his ever-loving butt.
I guess we better mention that Joe Frazier died this week. Yes. So
boy, that was something.
Yeah. That's why Muhammad Ali is in your mind, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It was cancer, right?
Yeah, some kind of something. But, I mean, he was kind of goofy. I saw him. He was, I mean, he was smart. Don't get me wrong. But he had some speech issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, how many times can you get knocked upside the head?
Yes, indeed.
But he was something else.
Yeah, that's why they say ultimate fighting is more entertaining and you don't end up with those head injuries.
Yeah, because they hit you everywhere.
Yeah,
just in the head, man.
Right.
Crack in the back, try to break your neck.
How did we get here to this?
Well, they've always been here. Look at the barbarians back in the Roman days. The gladiators.
Yeah, the gladiators.
Yeah,
and if that got boring, they'd send them out there against the lion just to see how they did.
Exactly. Go pick them up off the desert. Take them, put them in the rink. It's like, look, that's what they were good for.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that crazy?
It is
crazy. And men still doing it today.
Yeah, do they do that on the moon?
What?
Amy, try to keep up with the bouncing
ball. No, I'm with you guys, but I just wanted to get some levity in here.
Yeah,
because,
serious. It's pretty serious, but it does go way back, doesn't it? You would know about that, JP.
Why
all that testosterone
that?
You have going on.
Civilized man.
Oh, civilized. Yeah, you run from a fight, right? Well, anyway, that's the man of the year. He is doing some good things, helping his country out. He's a millionaire now and just giving back. So I think that's a wonderful thing. Sean brought something up here for us, speaking of man. Burning Man.
Nice.
You know, they sold out last year.
Yes.
They're thinking about starting a lottery to get your tickets. After 26-year history, Burning Man organizers have decided to start a lottery system instead of selling tickets on a first-come, first-served basis. They announced that on Friday.
So it's still that popular?
Yeah.
So do you go every year?
I went, you know what, I can't even tell you what year it was, because I was young, but I went the first or second, third year, right in there. I did go, and it was wild. Did my goodness.
Did you take your clothes off?
JP. Not all of them.
Well, I'm just...
Goodness, I know it.
That's what I keep thinking of. Everybody I hear, I'm going, yeah, people walk around naked.
Well, they do. You know, I mean, they do. They do. I mean, I did have them off here and there. I mean, I wasn't out, dancing on the table, but...
They're allowed. It's not lascivious to do it. You can't get a ticket,
it was a blast.
Right?
No, yeah. We had lots of music, and it was just, you know... But the thing with me was, see, I come from those days. I come from Newport 69. I come from Devinger Downs. We spent 3 days, concerts... You know, having fun, getting a buzz, you know. Yeah, I come from those days.
So. Mm-hmm.
I was a hippie girl with lots of soul. I did like to dance. Yeah, so I came from those. So yeah, it was just like that. When I went, it was like, well, yeah, heck.
Did you?
Just like the old days.
Were you one of those fire people with the twirling fire?
I wasn't twirling anything, you know. I wasn't twirling nothing, no. But I was just there to observe and have a good time. And
the artwork
drink
is
some
phenomenal.
Beer. Now it is so sophisticated now. It has come around. They have developed this Burning Man into just a masterful, artful festival.
Remember that man we had on the air and he
built the temples?
The temple.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they burned it.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's why it's called...
Well, I
burning
realize,
man.
But just burn the man. Don't burn this beautiful artwork, though.
Well, you can't get it out of there. They had to bring it in pieces and put.
Right.
It's all for the ceremony of it. It's all for the flash. We have a gal here, Michelle. She was my board op when I first started here. She goes out every year and works. She goes out there every year, and they pay her.
She answers
phones,
right?
She does different jobs.
No.
I don't think she. But she was taking some little purses with her this year that you can sell. So.
Oh.
Yeah, she works every year. She takes the time off 4 weeks, 5 weeks or something.
Here's how I know it's Burning Man time, because all the bottled water disappears from all the stores. Have you noticed
that's
that?
That's so true.
They,
and then when they come
wipe
back,
out the shelves.
Then there's white ash everywhere, all over everybody's car.
All the cars Burning come
Man.
Back, yeah.
Burning Man, Burning Man. Yeah, crazy. Do we have another break? Let's take it now. You're with Broadview. Thanks for joining us. JP's here, Amy's here, and we have some Nevada news coming up, and then we'll wrap it up with some thoughts and... more blah, blah, blah. So don't go away.
WBT 1270, The Buzz.
This has been so much fun.
I know. Let's do this again soon.
Yes.
Definitely.
Really?
Definitely.
Among the hundreds of fatalities that occurred on Nevada's roadways last year, not one of them expected to be involved in a crash.
Girls' night again next month.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Great.
Good night. Don't know if I'll see you all again, because I'm going to go get in a horrible crash on my way home, and I might not survive.
It just doesn't work that way. And that's too bad, because if people could see what was coming, maybe they'd be more sure to buckle up every time they got in the car. They'd never drive impaired. They'd stay in their lanes, stop on red, and always be pedestrian safe. Look, no one knows what's coming, but everyone can do something to be safer. Nevada's Zero Fatalities program was created because everyone in your life matters. And we think that if we all make zero fatalities the goal for ourselves, for our families, and for our loved ones, maybe next year, no one will have to say,
bye.
Drive safe, Nevada, and let's get on the road to zero.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. Welcome back to our Better Living segment being brought to you by Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op, supporting local economic recovery. Choose local first. LiveLocalRenoSparks.com and the new building, 1301 Cordon Reno, online national directory, absolutely free. And I love what Dave Asher is doing over there. He's helping people do business and get off on their own. Plus, buy local. I'm trying to think
buy
that way,
local.
Too. Are you thinking that?
I really was trying.
I mean, even if it's a chain store, like he said, I'm going to go to a local chain store. Mm-hmm. I'm not going online.
A local chain store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because at least local people work there.
That's right.
So we're supporting our local people when we buy local. Yeah. So keep doing it. Anyway, in some Nevada news this week, given the region's high unemployment and only a very slight drop in the Washoe County school enrollment, Bonifant He said that he doesn't believe that there's a big exodus that it's taking place. You know, people say that people are moving out of Nevada, especially out of Reno. Yeah, that they're moving out. But they took a census, and it puts the country's population growth rate at from 2009 to 10 at 1.6%.
The county.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Washoe
the county.
County.
Washoe County. We're talking Washoe County.
Okay.
Yeah. Washoe County sales tax went up 5% in the second quarter. They're saying that largely because of the purchase of the Ruby Pipeline in the northern part of the country. The Ruby Pipeline. Hmm? Have you heard of that?
It's a pipeline to bring gas, right? You don't know.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Restaurant and bar sales are at the top sales tax generating in Washoe County. They edged out the automobile sales for several years now. Nobody's buying the cars, but they're still going to restaurants and bars. So that's a good thing. 54% of homes in Washoe County are underwater. Not so good.
That's horrible, isn't it?
That's horrible. Homeowners owe the bank more than what their properties are worth. In Clark County, though, the rate is 75%. Down in the Las Vegas area, yeah. Mm. And that being such a transient, you know, you work in the casinos and then you get a job somewhere else, you have to leave it behind.
The Ruby Pipeline is an 880-mile, 42-inch interstate natural gas pipeline.
Very good.
So they're building it and it's going across the northern corner of the northern half
of the state. Or
it's
of the
north
country.
Of us, I know.